Let's look at Sister Noni's question. I think she was talking about combining the prayers. If there is a specific distance, she mentioned 90 kilometers. And she, also she wants to know that if she, when she's traveling, when she returns home, she can still do the jama.
Okay. I believe that Sister Noni has a confusion between joining prayers and shortening prayers. Joining prayers, it's called in Arabic jama'a. And it's like the plus. That's why you say the adding process in mathematics is called jama'. And shortening prayers is called qasr. Now, qasr is the sunnah for any person traveling. And there isn't a specific distance for traveling, which means that if I travel a distance that in my city, they considered it among themselves to be a traveling distance, then this is traveling, whether it's 80 kilometers, 100 kilometers, or more. But if I go to another location, even if it's 120 or 150 kilometers, yet the people would not consider it to be traveling. They would consider it to be in the same city. It's a big city, like in the case of Mumbai, for example. It takes you 3 hours to go from one end to the other. So in this case, this is not traveling. You cannot shorten and you cannot join or combine prayers. So if you're traveling daytime to your work and the people consider this to be traveling, then yes, you can shorten prayer. This is a sunnah. Yes. Providing you shorten it out of the border of your own town. While you are within the borders of your own town, your hometown, you cannot shorten prayers.
Yes.
And after you leave the borders, you can shorten prayers.
Okay.
Now, joining prayers is easier in the sense that if Dhuhr prayer time was due when you were in the other city and you did not pray it on time and you decided to pray it when you come back home and you reached home after Asr, then you pray Dhuhr 4 rak'ahs because you've reached your town and then you pray Asr 4 rak'ahs as well.
And you can you combine it there at home.
Yes.